Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We've got another good program for you today. No movie reviews this week, I'm afraid, as I am still having automobile problems, and I'm thus unable to get out and about to go see what's playing at the theater these days. But this being February, I don't imagine it's anything all that exciting. Right now, on the musical portion of the program, which actually will be the entirety of the program, we're going to be paying tribute to one of cinema's great composers who passed away in recent days. That would be John Barry, a composer who has won multiple Oscars, best known perhaps for his arrangement of the legendary James Bond theme, written by Monty Norman, but turned into something genuinely spectacular by John Barry, and the man who scored 11 of the James Bond movies. He also wrote film scores for such fine movies as Somewhere in Time, Out of Africa, Dances with Wolves, Body Heat, so many others. And it's really difficult to capture the full extent of what a great composer John Barry was within the span of an hour, but we're going to do our best and feature some of his very finest work on the program and some of his most iconic work. So let's begin with that piece that everyone is familiar with, even those who aren't really familiar with film music, the legendary James Bond theme, arranged by John Barry. Take a listen. That's the legendary James Bond theme with its equally legendary arrangement from composer John Barry. Barry also wrote the theme music for a number of the James Bond title songs. One of the most famous of these was Goldfinger, performed by Shirley Bassey. Let's take a listen.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch, a spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. You feel for a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger.
be good. Beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves gold. He loves only gold. Only gold.
That's Goldfinger, music by John Barry, performed by Shirley Bassey. During the 1960s, between the James Bond movies, Barry wrote a number of other memorable film scores. One of his most striking themes was for a 1964 movie entitled Zulu. Let's take a listen. That's music written for Zulu by composer John Barry. Perhaps Barry's most popular score of the 1960s was Born Free, which features this instantly recognizable theme, which has been used so many times in the years since for so many different nature documentaries and things of that ilk. Anyway, John Barry's theme for Born Free. Thank you. music by John Barry, written for the film Born Free. A less well-known film that nonetheless features a really terrific score is 1968's Petulia. Let's take a listen to some of what Barry wrote for that outing. What a fascinating main theme, that one written for Petulia. John Barry scored a number of big historical epics in his day, and one of the most prominent of these was 1968's The Lion in Winter, which featured an appropriately bold score.
Thank you.
That's music written for the epic The Lion in Winter. And Barry was very good at that sort of thing, but he was equally good at scoring small, intimate dramas, like 1969's Midnight Cowboy. Take a listen. Music from Midnight Cowboy, written by John Barry. Though Barry is regarded today as something of an old-fashioned composer, he did pioneer electronics at a time when they weren't particularly popular in film music, most strikingly in 1969's James Bond thriller On Her Majesty's Secret Service, which featured this unforgettable main title.
Thank you.
music from On Her Majesty's Secret Service. John Barry didn't score too many westerns, but when he did, the results were always interesting. I wanted to share a piece of music from a film that I actually saw for the very first time rather recently. This is Barry's music for Monty Walsh. Take a listen. Music by John Barry, written for the Lee Marvin Western Monty Walsh. Barry also scored a lovely variation on the Robin Hood fable, this one entitled Robin and Marian, starring Sean Connery and Audrey Hepburn. Let's take a listen to his main theme. listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring the film music of composer John Barry on the program today. Next up, a piece from a film that's largely been forgotten about. It's a decent movie, but the score by Barry is just terrific. That would be 1980's Raise the Titanic. Let's take a listen. That's music for Raise the Titanic. Next up, a score that Barry wrote the same year, 1980's Somewhere in Time. This is a very popular score of Barry's, and understandably so. The theme is just so breathtakingly beautiful. On a somewhat personal note, I actually had this particular piece of music played in my wedding, so it's one that's always meant a great deal to me as well. But without further ado, let's take a listen to some of John Barry's Somewhere in Time.
Thank you.
What a breathtakingly beautiful score from composer John Barry, Somewhere in Time. Moving on to something on a very different note, but nonetheless a very impressive outing, 1982's Body Heat, featuring this very sultry main theme. Music by John Barry, written for the film Body Heat. Next up, we move ahead to 1985 and Barry's sweeping score for the Sidney Pollack film Out of Africa. This piece in particular, one of the most loved and most remembered, the piece that plays as Robert Redford and Meryl Streep are flying in that airplane across the plains of Africa, and the scenery is so beautiful in that moment, and the music even more so. Let's take a listen. Music from Out of Africa, written by John Barry. Next up, we move ahead to 1990, and another score that means a lot to me personally, John Barry's Oscar-winning effort for Dances with Wolves. This was actually the first film score I ever owned. Someone gave this to me, and I listened to it over and over and over again. This score is largely responsible for my deep love of film music. It's responsible for the fact that this podcast radio program exists, for better or worse. And I do hope you'll enjoy taking a listen to a couple of selections from just a masterpiece of film music, John Barry's Dances with Wolves. Enjoy. That's music from composer John Barry, written for the film Dances with Wolves. Though throughout the 1990s, Barry would write a number of rather fine film scores, he was starting to slow down a little bit. His final film score was for 2001's war drama Enigma. But to me, the greatest work that he produced in the later portion of his career was an album of music not written for film, but nonetheless very cinematic sounding. It's called The Beyondness of Things, and I wanted to feature a piece from that before we concluded the program today. So right now, without further ado, let's take a listen to this selection from John Barry's The Beyondness of Things. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That's music written by composer John Barry for the album The Beyondness of Things. Every piece on that album, really terrific stuff. I could have featured any of them, but I hope that one served the purpose well enough. We are sadly out of time on the program today. This is one of those shows that I wish could go on for hours and hours because Barry was such a great composer. I love his music so much and wish I could give you an even broader portrait of what a great composer he was, but I do hope you've enjoyed the music we featured in the last hour and that if you're not terribly familiar with Mr. Barry's catalog of music that you'll check out more of it because even though he is no longer with us, his music certainly will live on, and we'll continue to feature it regularly on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema. Right now, we'll close out with a selection that I suppose is something of a triviality in Barry's career, but is nonetheless a piece I find very delightful. A piece of source music from the James Bond movie Diamonds Are Forever. It's simply entitled Airport Source, and it's a piece of music playing in the background of a scene. Doesn't make much of an impact on the movie, but it's so much fun and captures that joyous spirit that Barry sometimes delivered so well. Let's take a listen to that now and conclude this edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema. Back at you later.